welcome to the Say Can You See podcast. It's a podcast associated with the 714 Prayer Report, and the aim is to help you as an American Christian stay informed so you can pray informed, and to remind you of what we need to pray about concerning our nation. I'm Paul Meredith, a concerned pastor, and I'm your host for this podcast each week. I'm glad you're listening today. Well, in this week's 714 Prayer Report, we finished the series on the marks of Marxism. There were 10 items altogether that we listed. There were many more that we could have listed, but these are the 10 main things that you need to know about Marxism. Most people are not aware. Sadly, most believers are not aware. And what a shame that is, because believers ought to be the most informed, most well-informed, the most engaged people on the face of the earth. And many believers are not. They just sort of asleep and going through the motions of life without really being aware of what's going on around them in their nation and about the danger, about the spiritual dangers that are around them. And we're really involved right now in a classic struggle between good and evil. This election, really, this year, more than any other year that I remember, is about good versus evil. And all you have to do is look at the polling. You find, as you look at the internals of the public opinion polls that are taken, that atheists, people who do not believe in God or say they don't believe in God at all, they're anti-God, 90% of those people are voting for the Democrats and for Kamala Harris and her Marxist agenda. And it's not that we're going to wake up on November the 6th and find that we're suddenly a communist nation. That's not the imminent danger here. But the imminent danger is that with four more years of the current direction of the country toward Marxism and towards socialism and communism, that we will be far down the road, and maybe so far down the road that there will be no turning back. And that's the real issue. We've come to an inflection point to where if we go any further, it's like stepping off of a tall building or stepping off of a cliff. You know, you fall 20 floors and you can still say, hey, well, I'm all right. But the problem is that you're about to crash, and it's about to be the end of the republic as we know it. And so we need to pray earnestly that God will thwart the efforts of our internal enemy here in the United States. We really do have an enemy in these godless people, these Marxists who want to overthrow our way of life. And it's been a way of life that has worked for a long time for Christian people. And we need to just be in prayer that God would thwart the enemy. I think we still need to pray very hard about assassination, because I would be surprised if there's not another attempt on the life of President Trump. And then also, you can just about mark it down, there'll be some type of October surprise where the other side is going to leave him open and exposed again, and there'll be another attempt on his life. And then finally, we need to begin to pray about the election itself, because there's no doubt that they will try to cheat again. In fact, there are efforts already well underway for cheating, and we need to be aware of that. We need to pray against it, pray that God would thwart those efforts. They're trying to sign up illegal aliens to vote. In fact, there's indications the other day that there may be as many as 100,000 illegal aliens who are already signed up to vote. In this week's 714 report, there's a great link to a PragerU video. The title of the video is Maoism Coming to America, and I would put that in the category of must-see. These PragerU videos last 5 minutes. You can take 5 minutes while you're taking a coffee break and watch this video, and it will be very informative. And it may, it may be alarming to you, but that's a good thing. You need to be alarmed. We're living in a time where people need to be alarmed about what is taking place and what's about to take place. And that may sound very radical to some of you, but that's okay. Somebody needs to be sounding the alarm. And there are a lot of people who are sounding the alarm. I'm certainly not the Lone Ranger, but people who are well-informed, who are well-read, who keep up with the internal aspects of what's going on in our country, people who are Christian people and do that, they understand, they're given discernment about what is taking place, and they need to be alarmed. They need to be praying, earnestly praying, that God would save our country from what is about to happen. Well, please help us get the word out about the 714 prayer report. Share the website with as many people as you can. The web address for the report is 714prayerreport.com. That's 714prayerreport.com. And you can feel free to make copies and distribute them to your church, to your family, your friends, your civic clubs. There's a link there that you can click, which just says download the report. You click on that and you'll get a PDF version of that week's report. It's 2 pages. And so you could print it front and back and distribute it in your church, distribute it to friends, wherever you might want to do that, and feel free to do that. The report is copyrighted, but as long as you print it in its entirety without making any changes, feel free to make copies and distribute them. We want to gain as wide a distribution as possible for both the prayer report and for this podcast. And I need your help to do that. Well, that's going to be all for this week. I want to thank you for listening. And remember to take time every day to pray. Pray for the safety of the candidates. Especially pray for Donald Trump, because he's the one who's most likely to have another assassination attempt. Pray about the spiritual condition of our country. We need to pray for revival in our churches. And we need to seek the Lord about all of these things, because without Him, we can do nothing. He's the only hope we have. Well, again, thank you for listening, and I hope to meet you back here again next week.